USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Southwest Airlines executives say they're gearing up to resume its full flying schedule today, removing limits on ticket sales and rebuilding crew schedules after a meltdown led to ruined holidays for many Americans. Executives at the airline also pledged to continue to work to prevent this travel nightmare from happening again. Disgraced GOP Congressman-elect George Santos has admitted lying on his resume after he won election in Long Island, New York. The most recent development was Santos' claim his mother died in the 9/11 attacks. Reality is she died in 2016. Representative George Santos on Fox News says the lies don't matter because he's smarter than you.
No, it's not false at all. It's debatable. I can sit down and explain to you what you can do in private equity, in capital intro, via servicing limited partners and general partners. And we can have this discussion that's going to go way above the American people's head.
The U.S. Coast Guard is searching for four people who were on board a helicopter that crashed into the Gulf of Mexico Thursday afternoon. The chopper was leaving an oil platform when it crashed roughly 10 miles offshore of Southwest Pass, Louisiana. That's the state's most southern point. A soccer legend whose health had been deteriorating in recent weeks has died.
He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970, the only player to win three cups. But Pelé's presence and stature transcended the game. His only rival as the most recognizable sports person in the world was perhaps Muhammad Ali. Pelé also helped fill American stadiums to capacity when he joined the North American Soccer League in the late 70s. Pelé had been in poor health for years, battling cancer, as well as heart and kidney problems. He was 82. I'm Richard Johnson.
A Myanmar military court found ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi guilty of five counts of corruption on Friday. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A group of FTX's international customers asked a court to order shielding their names from the public, spotlighting a privacy issue. Unnamed customers of FTX.com, the failed company's largest exchange platform outside the USA, said in court papers Wednesday their identities and contact information is more important than the public's interest in an open and transparent bankruptcy process. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week while vacationing in St. Croix. The traditional Rose Bowl parade in Pasadena, California, New Year's Day, is a victim of the Southwest Airlines meltdown this week.
All the flowers made it safely to sunny Southern California before the airline meltdown began, but travelers, volunteers, marching bands, and others who want to fly west in time for the New Year's Day event are not faring as well. Many are stuck at airports trying to figure out alternate arrangements. Some of the float designers are pushing ahead to the finish line without some of their most prominent volunteer craftsmen and decorators. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Roads were reopening Thursday in Buffalo, New York, as authorities continued searching for people who may have died or been stuck in suffering from last week's blizzard. The death toll this hour is sadly at 39. Lance Pry, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.